Plenty of sport this morning. Hey, the West Coast Eagles gearing up for an absolute ripper against Hawthorn on Sunday. Chris Maston, our man in the camp, has joined us now. It is going to be an absolute ripper, Masto. Hawthorn coming off a loss, only by a short margin, and you guys as well looking to bounce back from the derby.
Yeah, mate. It's been a long break for us, and short couple of days off for them. So, really looking forward to getting out there and having a crack. And yeah, it was a great game the other day, so hopefully we can match Geelong's intensity.
A long weekend. Did you get any of that off?
No. Oh, a couple of days, but yeah, we don't get public holidays.
Does the Easter Bunny visit the Eagles players?
Yeah. I think a few of the boys had a couple Easter eggs. I've pinched a few of my missus' ones because I've got that massive egg.
Oh, yeah. How'd that go?
Yeah, we've eaten its ears so far, so... It's just got no ears.
It was a giant bunny, wasn't it?
Massive. Yeah,
yeah,
it's massive.
But then you'd eat the ears and then hit the exercise bike, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I feel a bit sick. I got a pimple, actually. I haven't had a pimple in like 15 years.
Too much chocolate, Masto. Wow. Anyway, the game... Oh, you were telling us a bit earlier, I just want to mention this, that we had Andy and...
Josh on.
My Kitchen Rules. They're friends
and they're
of yours.
Mates of yours.
Yeah, mates of mine. Good mates. So.
They're good people, aren't they?
Yeah, legends.
Tell us a secret.
I don't know. I don't think. I can't really say anything.
That's fine.
Because everybody who knows them knows this.
Yeah.
But it's just not publicly.
They're not really Josh and Andy, are they?
No, they're actually Candace and Josh.
Yeah.
but there was already Candace and Lisa in the show, so she changed her name to Andy.
That happened in Big Brother
with
me.
So what happened with you, Nathan?
Well, Marty was Nathan as well. So basically they said to me, do you have a nickname? I went, nah. And then they asked Marty, do you have a nickname? And he goes, the people call me Marty. And then he goes, all right, no worries, you're Marty. And they changed his name for it. So it's weird that the whole of Australia now knows her as Andy. When she's actually Candace.
Yeah, right. That's interesting. Thank you. Oh, you gave that up, Master.
Yeah,
oh, your phone's going to be ringing.
I know. I'm going to feel it vibrating.
Well, getting back to the game, we know that after watching the news last night, and I've had it in the news this morning, Nick Natanui is still struggling with that groin injury, had off-season surgery. It's a bit of a blow for the club because he's a real powerhouse for the team and a barometer to see how you guys go.
Yeah, no, he's very important for us. I think just got a little bit sore, so I don't know what the deal is with him. But he was sort of doing a bit of training, and he must have just pushed it a little bit too hard too soon.
Yeah,
it's a bit one of those ones where it's a sort of to and fro. Do this, and if it hurts, you've got to pull back a bit.
So. Yeah, less groin weights or something.
Yeah, all of the above. And we also know Daniel Kerr's having a run for the Mighty Sharks this week.
Yeah, he's very excited, getting pulled on the blue and white. So, he'll be all right. He'll run around, get a few minutes under his belt, and then I'm sure he'll be back probably next week.
Yeah, he's only played, I think, 2 career games for East Fremantle.
Really?
Seniors, yeah.
Yeah.
How many would have you played, Master? Not many either.
I think I played about 20, if that.
Incredible.
Yeah, great East Fremantle player.
Yeah, no, I love East Fremantle. Go to Sharks.
Yeah, go to the Sharks.
Go to Sharks. They're playing Subiaco this week, aren't they? Is that right?
Haven't beaten Subiaco since about... I'm not joking. It's in the 80s. No joke.
So before your time?
Absolutely before my time. Jeez, I didn't win a game against them either. Anyway.
We just had Robbo on a little earlier, captain of comebacks right now for the Wildcats. What do you think about that going down?
Yeah, no, I'm very excited for him. He was looking nice and fit in the paper today, so I'm sure he's ready to go.
Yeah. Now, we're talking about his diet and stuff and how hard that is. We're just talking a minute ago. When you can eat, which is, you said, what, once a month, you could eat something good?
Oh, yeah. We'll
By good, you mean bad?
Yeah.
Something fun.
About that.
Yeah. What's your poison?
KFC.
And what on the menu?
Just one of everything.
I would too. Sneaky burger, you ripper. Well, good luck to the West Coast Eagles. This is going to be an absolute cracker, everybody, on Sunday. Looking forward to the game.